弟兄姊妹，我们请来读几处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read some passages from Scripture.
首先，我们请大家翻开《哥林多前书》第十三章。
Let's all turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们来读十三节。
And we'll read verse 13.
哥林多前书十三章十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。这三样其中最大的是爱。
But now faith, hope, love, abide these three, but the greatest of these is love.
我们再请看加拉太书第三章。
Now let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
我们读十一到十四节。
And we'll read verses 11 to 14.
没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的，因为经上记着说，义人并因信得生。
Now that no one is justified by the law before God is evident, for the righteous man shall live by faith.
律法原不在乎信，只说行这些事的就必因此活着。
However, the law is not of faith. On the contrary, he who practices them shall live by them.
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着说，凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
In order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
我们再请读彼得前书第一章。
Now let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 7. Oh, sorry, 1 Peter chapter 1.
我们读第一章第七节。
Verse 7.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
So that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
最后我们读哥林多后书第五章。
Now let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
We walk by faith, not by sight.
好，我们圣经暂时读到这里。开始之前，我们请弟兄姊妹再有一点简短的祷告。
So this will conclude our scripture reading for now. Let's bow our head for another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，在这七日的第一日，就是你复活的早晨。
Lord, we thank you that on the first day of the week, this resurrection morning,
我们能够一同聚在你的宝座跟前。
We can all be gathered before your throne.
我们的心向你敬拜。
And our hearts bow in reverence towards you.
向你赞美。
And praise you.
我们是在满心的感谢主，你救我们脱离黑暗的权势，带领我们进入神爱之光明的国度。
We are filled with thanks that you have taken us out of this darkness and into your kingdom of light.
我们感谢你，我们本是出于尘土的一般人，如今蒙了主何等的恩典。
We thank you that we who are made of clay may now be a part of your house.
我们却能够被称为神的儿女。
And we can be called sons and daughters of God.
如今我们在神的家中能够领受你一切的丰富。
And now we can receive your abundance in your house.
我们早晨一同聚在你跟前的时候。
This morning as we gather before you.
我们仍然求主继续来把你的恩典、你的话语更多的来供应启示我们。
Continue to ask that you may share with us your word and your grace.
主，我们读了你许多宝贵的话。
And as we read your precious word,
但愿圣灵在你话语启示的光中更多来显明你的自己。
May your spirit of revelation continue to reveal more about yourself.
我们求主的灵在我们的中间。
We ask that your spirit be amongst us.
你的灵在哪里，哪里得以自由。
Because where your spirit is there, there is freedom.
让我们在一切的事上释放，能够自由的来敬拜你，来歌颂你。
So on this earth, as we serve, may we experience that freedom and worship you and praise you.
我们一同等候在你的面前。
We continue to wait before you.
这样祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，今天呢，主给我一个简单的负担。
My sisters, the Lord has given me a simple burden.
就是让我们继续来看这个基督徒生活一个重要的点，就是信望爱。
To explore the importance of how we should conduct Christian living, which is faith, hope, and love.
信望爱呢，在初期的教会里面，在圣经里头给我们有多处的记载。
So faith, hope, and love, these things have given, the Bible has given us much evidence of these things in the early church.
这是当时的圣徒们，他们如何在信心、在盼望、在爱心上学习成长，如何来跟随主做基督的门徒。
And this is how the saints of old, through faith, hope, and love, how they've learned to become Christians and follow the Lord.
你比方讲呢，我们去看一下哥罗西书。
So for example, let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书在第一章的里头呢，保罗对哥罗西的弟兄姊妹就这样讲到。
In Colossians chapter 1, Paul says this to the people of Colossae.
在第四节他说，因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为给那你们存在天上的盼望，这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理上、真理的道上所听见的。
Verses 4, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel.
这里很显然，当时哥罗西的信徒，他们在跟随主的路上，他们就是借着信心、盼望、爱心，他们过这一个属灵的生活。
So it is evident here that the believers at Colossae, the way they followed the Lord was of faith, hope, and love.
我们再看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Now let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
在第三节，第一章第三节那里。
In chapter 1, verse 3.
在神我们的父面前不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所做的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
Constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father.
我们知道帖撒罗尼迦的教会呢，保罗在他们中间传福音不过大概两三周的时间。
We know that Paul spent about 2 to 3 weeks at the church of the Thessalonians.
保罗呢，很显然在他们中间，在最短的时间里面，他让这一帮刚蒙恩信主的弟兄姊妹们怎样过一个属灵的生活。
So Paul wanted to use the short amount of time to express how they should be living their Christian life.
所以当他离开的时候呢，借着提摩太，借着弟兄们回来给保罗的信息，他听到这些弟兄姊妹愿意遵守保罗的话。
So when Paul left, through Timothy and the brothers, Paul read the letters and found out that the brethren at Thessalonica wanted to keep his word.
他们在信心 在爱心在盼望上面能够继续的增长。
And that they will continue to grow in faith, hope, and love.
最后我们再看，再往后看，我们看希伯来书第十章。
Now let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章，我们看二十二节后半段。
Hebrews chapter 10, let's look at the latter half of verse 22.
就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Verse 23, Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised us, or he who promised is faithful.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds.
所以这里对着这一班信徒已经有一段年日的希伯来信徒。
So here, to these brothers who have believed for a few years already,
他们遭遇了许多的患难。
They have experienced many tribulations.
他们的信心似乎已经动摇。
And their faith may have been wavering.
他们要从信主那一个美好的光景当中退回到犹太教的里头。
And they seemed like they wanted to retreat from the way of Christian living back to their old Jewish ways.
这一篇书信的弟兄告诉坚固这一班弟兄姊妹们。
So the brother who wrote this letter wanted to speak to these brothers.
我们仍然在信心，在盼望，在爱心中，我们坚持到底。
That we need to endure in faith, hope, and love till the very end.
所以我们读这些经文的时候，我们就思想到信望爱。虽然在初期的教会，在神的百姓当中，许多的教导。
So from these passages, we see that the brethren of the early church, how faith, hope, and love were so important in their lives.
我个人觉得在今天我们末后的世代，对我们来说仍然是非常的重要。
And to us who are now living in these end days, that this is still just as important.
所以早晨我们首先愿意来交通信望爱的第一个部分，关乎于信心这一方面。
So today, in regards to faith, hope, and love, we would share the first, which is faith.
我们虽然可以把信望爱好像把它分开成三个部分。
So even though it seems like faith, hope, and love can be separated into three things.
但是实在说来，信望爱它本身都是彼此互相关系。
But in reality, all three of these things interrelate.Intimately.
所以当我们交通信心的时候，我们仍然会提到其他的方面。
So when we share on faith, we will undoubtedly touch the other two as well.
我们早晨呢，就着信心这一方面，我们要交通三个点。
So in regards to faith this morning, we will share three points.
第一个就是讲到我们起初的信心。
The first is speaking on the source of our faith. The beginning of our faith.
那我们起初的信心呢？乃是叫我们因信称义。
So, and we know that this faith, we are able to, through faith, we are justified.
然后我们第二个方面，我们讲到我们的信心怎样不断的增长。
And the second point, we'll talk about how our faith will continue to grow.
第三个我们要持续过一个信心的生活。
And our third point is how we live a life of faith.
所以第一个我们讲到我们的信心的的来源。
So the first, we will speak on the beginning of our faith.
在罗马书那里告诉我们。
So Romans tells us,
我们信他在那里讲到呢，信道是从听道来的。
That faith comes from hearing.
听道是从基督的话来的。
And hearing by the word of Christ.
那实际上呢， 如果我们去看中文，刚刚弟兄已经翻译了呢，那里其实不是讲到信道，乃是讲到信心。
So, in the Chinese translation, it's a bit different, but we should interpret the word as faith.
信心呢，乃是借着听神的话，听基督的话来的。
So faith comes from hearing the word of Christ, the word of God.
很多的时候，当我们去别人来把福音传给我们。
So oftentimes, when other people bring the gospel to us,
我们里面也许受了一点吸引，我们愿意到教会来听更多神的话。
Maybe we have this attraction to go to church and to hear more of God's word.
或者我们甚至里面有更深一点的渴慕呢，我们愿意参加礼拜五的读经。
Or maybe we have this longing to attend Friday night Bible study.
所以主的话呢，就不断的开始进到我们的心中。
So the word of God continues to enter into our hearts.
圣灵借着主的话就开始在我们的里面做那启示光照的工作。
And the Holy Spirit performs its work of revelation within us.
圣灵借着神的话把我们的光景慢慢的就显出来。
And the Holy Spirit through God's word will reveal to us our condition.
刚刚我们唱的诗歌第三节呢，那里是在讲得非常好。
So from the hymn that we just sang in verse 3, it said this really well.
就是借着基督的话把这个救恩也显明给我们。
That through the word of God, the salvation is revealed to us.
借着圣灵的开启，我们里面似乎慢慢属灵的窍就能够被打开。
And through the work of the Holy Spirit,
spiritual understanding.
The spiritual understanding is unlocked.
所以我们到一个地步的时候呢，神就乐意把那一个信心赐给我们，我们就用这一个简单的信心去接受神话语所启示出来这一个恩典的福音。
So at a certain step, God has pleasure to share this faith with us, and we just need to receive it simply, and then the word of God will suddenly be made more understandable.
所以信心在另外一个方面，在这个以弗所书第二章那里就讲到说呢，我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
So the other aspect of faith is also revealed in Ephesians chapter 2, where it says, by grace you have been saved through faith.
这不是出于我们自己，乃是神所赐的。
And that not of ourselves, but it is the gift of God.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
And not from our works, that one may boast.
所以当神的话进到我们里头，
So when the word of God enters into us,
圣灵在里面的工作,
and the Holy Spirit performs its work,
神的信心赐给我们, 我们能够用这个信心去抓住这个神所要赐给我们的救恩。
And through the faith that God has given us, we use this simple faith to grab hold of that word.
当我们这样相信接受的时候，我们不仅能够因信称义。
And then when we believe and accept, then we can become justified through faith.
我们能够得生命。
And then we can receive life.
并且我们有得着这个内住的圣灵。
And then we can also receive the Holy Spirit.
所以信主是一件非常奇妙并且是简单的事情。
So faith in God is an amazing yet simple thing.
虽然就着我们信主的人来说，好像是我愿意相信接受。
Although to many believers it may seem it is as if we believed in God.
但是实在说来，那一个信心是主赐给我们的。
But in reality, it is God who gave us our faith.
我想为着帮助, 许多的弟兄姊妹或者是朋友们, 我把我, 一点得救的见证跟大家分享一下。
So I would like to share part of my testimony on how I became saved.
我记得, 在我来美国读书的时候,
So I remember when I came to the U.S. for school.
我在学校的查经班, 跟大家读圣经。
And at my school's Bible study, I was reading the Bible with other classmates.
我主日也参加, 这里的聚会。
And on Sundays, I would also attend the church.
那过了差不多一年的时间左右,
So after about a year,
我基本上许多福音的真理都已经听过, 甚至反反复复已经, 不断地明白认识这一些。
I have heard of the truth of the gospel many times and have considered it often.
所以在我这个头脑里面呢, 这些福音的真理, 对我来说, 我都可以同意。
So in my head, the truth of the gospel, I agree with it.
因为我个人过去也有其他宗教的背景。
Because in my past, I've experienced with other religions.
所以我觉得基督教所教导的, 也非常好。
So I thought that what Christianity spoke of was really good.
那我也喜欢跟基督徒来往。
And I also like interacting with Christians.
在我的思想里头呢, 这些都是好的。
And in my thoughts, I thought all this was good.
但是很多东西呢, 在我的心中, 我还没有办法完全的相信。
But a lot of things in my heart, I still could not fully believe.
在我的头脑里面, 圣经上所讲的许多的话, 我都同意, 我也相信, 我也赞同。
So in my head, a lot of the things that I read in scripture, I agree with.
但是在我心的深处, 这里有一点, 那里有一点, 我信不来。
But in the depths of my heart, there was a point here, there was a point there that I could not accept.
所以我有一次我就在神的面前做非常严肃的祷告。
So one day before God, I had a really stern prayer.
当然还没有信主以前, 我也常常祷告。
Of course, even before I believed, I often prayed.
主呢, 也用奇妙的手呢, 带领我, 让我看见他的恩典的手怎样, 借着我的祷告, 他显出他的作为来。
And even then, God used his hands of grace to reveal many things to me.
但是, 不管怎么样, 在我心的深处, 总是有一些我信不过来的事情。
But still, in the depths of my heart, there still existed some doubt.
所以我就求神呢, 帮助我。
So I asked God for his help.
如果神不能够开启我, 恐怕我就没有办法信了。
That if God cannot help me, then I cannot believe.
那在有一次的 在有一次的这个祷告的里面,
So one day in this prayer,
当我祷告完了以后,
After I finished praying,
突然间圣灵把耶稣基督钉十字架那一幅图画深深地启示在我心的深处。
All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit revealed the image of the Lord Jesus dying on a cross in my heart.
并且呢, 他很清楚地告诉我说, 是神的爱临到了你。
And it was very evident that the love of God has come to me.
你可以有许多宗教的教导。
You can have many teachings of other religions.
你也许认为基督教的教导跟你过往那些宗教背景的教导, 可能都差不多劝人为善。
And you might think that the teachings of Christianity are not that dissimilar from other religions where it's just to do good.
但是有一件事情, 这里只有一位, 并且只有这一位, 他爱你，他为你的罪死在十字架上。
But here, there is only one person who is willing to die on a cross for you.
人可以用许多的道德、宗教的观念来想说宗教应该是这样，应该是那样。
So man may use many teachings of morality or of doctrine to say that one must live by this way.
但是只有这一位爱你的神，他愿意把他的儿子钉死在十字架上，来为你的罪流血舍命。
But only God is willing to give up his only son so that all who believe in him may be saved.
当圣灵把那一幅图画很清楚地印在我的心中的时候，
So when the Holy Spirit revealed this very evident image in my heart,
我的信心呢，马上伸出一个手去抓住主啊，我要你。
Then my faith became like a hand that stretched out and grabbed hold of it and said, Lord, I want this.
所有心中的那一些疑问完全就没有了。
And all those questions and doubts in my heart all of a sudden became nothing.
这一个就是圣经上所说的，我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，那个信心是从神来的。
So this is what it says in Scripture, that by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
所以盼望我们在得救的这件事上我们都是清楚的。
So I hope that all of us have this clear understanding of salvation.
因为没有这个信心，我们往后属灵的道路绝对走不远。
Because without this faith, then we cannot make it very far in our spiritual walk.
因为往后的日子，一直到我们见主面，在地上一生的年日，我们都是要靠着信心。
Because in our later days, whether it's before God or on our time here on earth, we need to do it through faith.
所以感谢主，当我这样得救的时候，我心中一切的这些疑问不仅脱落了。
So I thank God that when I was saved, these questions I had in my heart were no longer there.
并且呢，我里面非常的喜乐平安。
And I had this sudden feeling of peace and joy in my heart.
我知道我有主的生命。
Because I know now that I have the life of God.
并且我知道主的灵与我同在。
And I also know that His Spirit is now with me.
所以接下来我们就要来看啊，当我们在得救有这一个最简单的信心之后，我们怎样在这一个信心上再往前去不断的长大。
So now that we have been saved,We need to understand how we can enable this simple faith to continue to grow.
因为在圣经里面告诉我们，我们的信心不仅啊是一个活的信心，并且呢，我们的信心会不断的一直长大成熟。
Because the scripture tells us that our faith is alive and it will continue to grow.
因为罗马书第一章啊，十七节那里告诉我们呢，这信是本于信啊，义人必因信得生。
Because in Romans chapter 1 verse 17 it says, For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, But the righteous man shall live by faith.
所以我们这个信心需要不断的操练，才能够不断的啊在信心里面长大。
So our faith needs to be continually practiced so that it can grow.
借着这个信心的长大，我们才能够面对今天这个邪恶的世代对我们啊信仰的冲击。
And through the growth of our faith, then can we be able to know how to survive in these end days?
因为圣经告诉我们，仇敌如同吼叫的狮子。
Because it tells us that the devil is like a roaring lion.
要寻找可吞吃的人。
And that seeks to devour, seeks to devour believers.
你们要用坚固的信心。
So that we, so we need to have this sturdy faith.
来抵挡他。
In order to oppose him.
所以我们需要在信心里面不断的长进。
So we need to continually grow in our faith.
那我们讲到这个信心呢的时候怎样长大，首先我们必须要我们信心的对象乃是我们的主，我们的神。
So first, in order to know how to enable our faith to grow, we have to understand that the, we place our faith in God.
因为神是我们信靠的对象。
Because God is who we rely on.
他是信实的。
And he is faithful.
在提摩太后书第二章那里告诉我们，纵然我们失信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能背负自己。
Because it says in 2 Timothy, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself.
所以信心基本上乃是这里有一位信实的神，可信的神。
Because on one hand, there is a faithful God.
在人这一方面，我们借着信心来接受，来相信这一位可信、信实的神。
And on the other hand is man who uses simple faith in order to believe in and have faith in God.
所以我们必须要清楚这个例子。
So we need to, clearly understand this example.
那很多时候呢，为什么我们基督徒在信心上不能够一直往前去呢？
So why can't many Christians continue to grow in their faith?
讲到这个信实的时候faithfulness.
When we talk about faithfulness,
你知道我用我们人与人之间的交往的比喻。
So I'm going to use the example of interactions between man.
人呢，比如说有一些人呢，就是喜欢说谎。
So for example, some people like to lie.
所以他们的话呢，大概只有20%可以相信。
So their words, probably only 20% are reliable.
80% 呢，大概都是编造的，或者是不能相信的话。
And the other 80% is all made up and is not trustworthy.
所以对这些人，我们根本不想要信他的话，虽然他有20% 是可以信的。
So for these people, even though they speak 20% truthfully, we choose not to listen to them.
还有另外一种人呢，就是我们知道许多人呢，你只要问他，他什么都懂。
And we also know that there are people that if you ask them any question, they will have the answer to anything.
或者呢，许多人讲话呢，就喜欢稍微夸张一点。
Or you have some people who like to exaggerate.
那这些人讲话呢，中国人说呢，言多必失嘛。
So for these people, the Chinese have a saying.
Yeah, the more you talk. Yeah.
Oh, so the more you talk, the more trouble comes.
所以这些人的话呢，大概有可以说60%你还可以相信。
So for these people, you can probably trust about 60% of what they're saying.
所以对他们讲的话，我们只能半信半疑。
So when we interact with these people, we have to be half guarded against them.
那还有一种人呢，就是老实人。
And then there's also people who are honest.
他讲的呢，都是实在的。
Because whatever they say, it's reality.
So true.
So true. Yeah.
但是呢，因着人他知识的关系，可能他讲的都是他认为最对的，可是他的知识可能只有 partial， 就是只有对一半。
But due to the limitations of man, perhaps what they the knowledge that they have is only partial.
或者呢, 他们的知识已经过期了,
or maybe their knowledge is outdated.
所以这些人的话, 可能我们可以相信他 80%。
So for these people, we can probably only trust about 80% of what they're saying.
我们还要稍微求证一下。
So we therefore need to seek further.
但是我们总是喜欢跟这些老实人 80% 可信的人在一起。
Yet still, we like to interact most with these truthful people for 80%.
我们不喜欢跟这些第一种人在一起。
We don't like to interact with the other two examples of people, especially the first example.
所以在这里题外话，就是我们基督徒要做一个是可信靠的人。So
we as Christians, we need to be truthful people.
我们是就说是。
If we say yes, then it's yes.
我们不需要 多言多语。
We don't need to add more unnecessary words.
或者我们不需要夸口。
And we don't need to exaggerate.
主呢, 怎样的性格, 但愿这个性格能够坐在我们的身上。
So whatever the personality of God is, may it also be our personality.
那, 但是我们在地上的生活, 我们既然都有这样的态度。
So if we already have this attitude on earth,
我们 可以相信这些, 人对我们说的话,
and that we can believe some of the things that man says to us.
我们有一位完全信实的神,
we have a God who is completely faithful.
他 100%是可信的,
and you can trust 100% of what he says.
他的话就是真理,
because his words are truth.
他自己就是真理,
and he himself is truth.
然而, 好像我们基督徒对于主的话, 我们常常进到这里。
Yet it seems that many times God's word reaches here.
但是主的话很难进到这里。
But the word of God has a lot of difficulty entering here.
很多的时候, 主的话, 我们听进去, 我们好像马上就可以明白。
Many times it seems when we read the word of God, we can suddenly understand.
但是当我们面对很多环境, 我们要去处理面对的时候, 主的话没有办法从我们这里出来。
But when we face conditions of life, then it's very hard for the word of God to work in our hearts.
这就是为什么我们在跟随主的路上，在我们的信心里头，我们一直没有活出好像主在我们的身上所要达到那个光景。
So this is why oftentimes in our way of living, it seems like what we've read cannot be made reality in our hearts.
那问题呢, 我个人觉得就出在于这一个我们对于主的话, 是不是愿意用简单的信心把它接受过来。
And to me, I think the problem boils down to the fact that we cannot place our simple faith in His Word.
我们举几个简单的例子。
So I'll give a simple example.
你比方讲呢, 主说你们要积攒财宝在天上。
For example, when the Lord says that you need to store your treasures in heaven.
地上有虫子咬, 有人会偷, 然后这个天上呢, 主, 你把财宝积攒在天上, 它是保险的。
Because your treasures on earth will be destroyed by moss and rust, and thieves will come and steal it, but your treasure in heaven is safe.
但是更重要呢, 主说, 你的心 你的财宝在哪里,
and more importantly, wherever our treasure is, there our heart is also.
但是今天, 当我们来思想这些话的时候,
But today, when we consider these words, we read over it very quickly. And when we read it, we feel like we understand it.
但是, 当我们面对一个实际上属灵的生活的时候,
but when we face a certain situation in life,
我们是不是愿意照着主的话去做呢?
Are we willing to act according to God's word?
我们是不是愿意在信心中把这些话接受过来成为我基督徒一个生活的方式呢?
Are we willing to use our faith to enable His word to be that right direction for us?
感谢主呢, 在历史当中我们看到许多见证人, 他们确实是这样过生活。
So we thank God that throughout history, there are many people who are able to live out this life.
我们看到许多, 爱主的弟兄姊妹, 他们, 从父母那里承受许多遗产。
We see that many people who love the Lord, they receive many things from their parents.
他们有些人就把这些财产全部就奉献出去。
Yet they donate all their inheritances.
或者有一些人就 用这些财产来服侍主、服侍神的家、服侍神的百姓。
Or they use their inheritance to serve God and to serve His house and the brethren.
他们能够按着主的心意，他们知道主的话是这样讲，我就这样做。
And through faith, they are able to understand what God's word is saying and they act according to it.
但是，就着我们一般的情形。 In general condition.
But in our general condition,
我们很多时候, 我们眼目仍然顾念我今天的需要。
We still place much of our thoughts on what we need.
当神的家, 神的百姓, 或者我们周围的有需要的人, 我们可能就给一点。
And in regards to God's house or people in need around us, we probably just give a little.
但是我们更顾念我们自己。
And we care more about ourselves.
我们今生怎样过一个我们想要的生活。
How can I live out a life that I want to live?
但是主很清楚告诉我们说, 你们要把这些财宝积载在天上。
But the Lord is very clear that we need to store our treasures in heaven.
我们是不是看重说, 主所说的, 当我 愿意按着主的话行, 我的心也能够常常被吸引到天上去。
Can we say that when we act according to God's word, our hearts may also be drawn closer to Him?
弟兄姊妹, 很多的时候我们在这一件事上, 地上的需要霸占我们的心很厉害。
So brothers and sisters, our needs on earth take up a huge component in our hearts.
我不是说我们不需要, 家里有一些存款。
I'm not saying that that we need to have some savings at home.
对。我们不希望有紧急的情况发生的时候去, 累到教会，累到弟兄姊妹。
And I'm not saying that we need to take all of our emergencies and troubles and ask the church for aid.
或者, 累到我们自己的家人。
Or also, or burden our family.
但是这里告诉我们, 除了, 更重要就是说我们的心是不是让这些地上的财宝, 我们的心被捆住了。
But I think the importance here is saying, are the treasures on earth taking a captive of our hearts?
还是我们的心对这一些我们是自由的?
Or do we are we able to face these things with freedom?
什么是自由的呢?
So what does it mean by freedom?
自由的就是说,我是这些钱财的管家呢,还是我是这些钱财的主人?
Is saying, Am I the one who is looking after this money, or am I the master of this money?
如果我只是一个管家,
if I'm only a caretaker of it,
当主有需要的时候,
then when the Lord has need,
他是主,
He is Lord.
我可以很自由的,
I can freely give it to Him.
如果我是这些钱财的管家, 主人,
but if I am the master of this money,
这一个钱财对我来说, 我是拥有者,
then we would think that this money solely belongs to us.
我有一切的主权,
I have full discretion on how to use it.
我想要怎样安排过我一个舒服的生活, 这是我自己在掌管的。
And I can oversee the arrangement of how to use this money to live a lavish life.
所以这就是一个我们对于主的话接受的时候, 我们存着什么样的态度。
So this is a possible attitude we can have when we read God's word and apply it to our lives.
感谢主在我们, 认识的弟兄姊妹当中也有许多人, 在这件事上, 他们愿意跟随主的话而行。
So we thank the Lord that we have many brothers and sisters who are willing to obey God's word and live according to it.
但是很多时候我们想要去做觉得这话甚难。
But oftentimes when we try to do it ourselves, we think that this is too difficult.
这就是信心的问题。
So this is an issue of faith.
再讲一个例子。
So to give another example.
圣经在诗篇第34篇那里讲到。
So in the Bible, in Psalm 34,
第九节, 第十节,
verses 9 and 10,
他说, 少壮狮子, 还缺食忍饿,
it says, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger,
但寻求耶和华的人一样都不缺,
but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing.
少壮狮子呢, 在圣经里面, 狮子是万兽之王。
So, young lions, in scripture, lions are the king of the beasts.
代表能力, 权柄。
They represent strength and authority and power.
这个年轻的狮子, 他要出去寻求食物的时候呢, 应该是攻无不克。
So these young lions, when they go out to seek for food, they should have no opposition.
但是呢, 圣经告诉我们, 你靠着你天然的本事, 在那里寻求这一些的时候, 即使你有再大的本事, 你还是要饥死人饿。
But if you rely on your earthly strength and status, then you'll still face hunger.
圣经很清楚告诉我们, 寻求耶和华的,
But scripture is also very clear that they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing.
我想这些话, 听起来实在非常的优美。
So I think these words, when you hear it, so beautiful.
但是我们心的深处, 我们不会非常在意这句话。
But in the depths of our heart, we will not care for these words very much.
因为 我们每一个人都想要做少壮狮子。
Because all of us want to be like young lions.
当我们来到美国的时候,
when we come to America,
我们想要学最好的科技。
We want to learn the newest technology.
我们想要进入最好的专业。
We want to enter into the best careers.
让我们可以在这个职场上都比人
So that in terms of our status, we can be one step above everybody else.
我的生活就没有顾虑。
Then there will be nothing to worry about in my life.
但是神很清楚告诉我们, 寻求耶和华的必不致缺乏。
But God is very clear that those who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing.
很多的时候，当我们做父母，我们也要训练我的孩子成为少壮的狮子。
And oftentimes, we as parents, we train up our kids to be like young lions as well.
我们对我们的心思跟对孩子的心思一模一样。
And the way we treat ourselves is the same way we treat our children.
我们完全把主的话好像忽略掉。
And it's as if we completely ignore God's word.
弟兄姊妹不要误会，我们不需要好好的努力工作。
Brothers and sisters, do not misunderstand and thinking that we do not need to work hard.
我们在公司需要学新的技术。
At work, we need to learn new skills.
让我们更有效率。
So that we can be more efficient.
我们的孩子需要努力用功读书。
And our children need to study hard at school.
在人的一生当中，神有定规人所当尽的责任。
Because in our lives, God has given man responsibilities.
但是我们不是靠外面的这一些。
But we do not rely on these external things.
我们的心仍然是说主，一切在你的手中。
In our hearts, we still say, Lord, all these things are in your hands.
即使我有最好的技术或者是最好的才干，我仍然说主在你的手中。
Even if I have the best skills or talent, I still say, Lord, this is all in your hands.
不是凭我这一些。
And it's not of my own.
我想工作久的人都知道，你今天再好的，到明天，或者是过了一年两年，很快就是一个陈旧的东西。
So, especially for us who have been working for a long while, that even today, even if it's your best work, that after a year, after much time, then it fades away.
我们的心，是不是我们更看重寻求耶和华的必不致缺乏。
Do we have a heart that seeks after the Lord so we do not need to be in want?
当我们有这样心思的时候，我们可能我们好好工作，我们教养我们的儿女的态度可能就不一样。
Only then when we have this mindset,then maybe the way that we work, maybe the way that we treat our children becomes different.
我们也许就会更盼望我们的孩子能够跟我们一起更多的认识神，更多认识他的道路。
Maybe we'll have this greater hope that our children along for ourselves may want have a more yearning for God's word and how to follow him.
我们如何能够有这样的转变呢？
So how can we have this transformation?
我们需要在信心里面长大。
We need to grow in our faith.
好，那我们讲了这些例子来提醒我们。
So we gave these examples to remind us.
那我们就简单的来提醒大家，我们怎样一同在信心里面再长进。
So now let's explore how we can further grow in this faith.
我想以色列人出埃及进入旷野这一段路程，准备要进入迦南地的故事，可以给我们一个很清楚的教导。
So I think the story of the Israelites, how they escaped from Egypt into the wilderness to go to Canaan, we can find good examples from this.
在希伯来书告诉我们呢，他们有信心，他们能够吃逾越节的羊羔，他们能够过逾越节，他们能够在信心里面过红海。
We read in Hebrews that they are able to celebrate Passover and also the events of the Red Sea.
所以他们是有信心的一般人。
So these are people who have faith.
但是当他们进入了这一个旷野的时候，
But when they enter into the wilderness,
他们就开始发怨言。
Then they start to complain.
他们开始试探神。
And they start to grumble against the Lord.
他们开始里面有那个不信的恶心。
And they suddenly have this lack of faith within them.
至终他们有一代的壮丁都倒闭在旷野。
And even then, like many of those soldiers are fall in the wilderness.
只有两个有信心的人，加勒跟约书亚能够进入迦南地。
Only two who have faith.
Men of Canaan.
Oh, only two are able to enter into the land of Canaan.
所以我们就可以从这里看见，这里给我们一个同样的警戒。
So we see here that this gives us a warning.
第一个
First,
希伯来书第四章告诉我们，
Hebrews chapter 4 tells us,
他们没有信心以所听见的道调和。
Because the word that they heard did not profit them.
因为他们没有信心去把这些话调和过来。
Because it was not united by faith in those who heard.
所以主的话不仅让我们能够一开头得救，有那个得救的信心。
So the Lord's word not only enables us to be saved,
并且主的话呢，能够带领我们继续走这条信心的路。
But enables us to walk this path of life.
那我们需要用信心来接受主所给我们的话。
So we need to use our faith to accept God's word.
另外一面呢，雅各书也告诉我们。
On the other hand, it also tells us in James.
我们不仅要听到。
Not only do we need to hear the word.
我们还要行道。
But we also, not only do we need faith, but we also need works.
我们需要有信心的行为。
We need to have works of faith.
因为没有信心的行为呢，这个信心是死的。
Because faith without works is dead.
所以当我们明白神的话，
So once we understand God's word,
我们里面有一个渴慕，我们想要照着主的话行。
Then we have this longing to act according to it.
但是很多时候我们需要真实的去把它实行出来。
Well,
to act it out, to work it out. Yeah, we need to work.
We need to work. Then we need to walk these things out.
因为呢，很多主的话，就刚刚我们所提到的，我们从这里进去，很快就这里出来了。
Because many of God's word, many of God's words.Enters into one ear and out the other.
我们面对每一天的生活情况的时候，我们仍然按着我们天然的本性在那里做。
Because in many circumstances of life, we still rely on our own strength.
好像主的话不能从这里到我们这里。
As if God's word cannot come from here to our hearts.
让我们的心真是对主的话有一个回应。
So that we can have a response to God.
当我们如果愿意有一个回应的心的时候，
when we are willing to have a response from our hearts,
主会帮助我们。
The Lord will help us.
所以圣经也告诉我们，我们需要常常仰望这一位为我们信心创始成终的主。
So that's why the Bible says that we need to have a heart to respond to God, who to God has done so much for us.
当我面对这些事情的时候，
When we face these things,
我应当怎样来处理？
How can I best sort it out?
主，你的话是这样讲。
Lord, your word says this.
但是对我来说好像非常的难。
But to me, it seems very difficult.
但是我愿意仰望你。
But I'm willing to look upon you.
当我们举起我们信心的眼目来仰望主的时候，
So when we raise up our hearts of faith towards him,
主 会把那一个信心更多的交通给我们。
He will share more faith with us.
圣灵会在我们的里面把那一条当走的路启示给我们。
The Holy Spirit will reveal the path that we need to take.
在信心中我们就能够跟上这条路。
And in faith, we can start walking this path.
这就是基督徒生活最奇妙的地方。
This is one of the most amazing ways of Christian living.
当圣灵开始启示他的道路带领我们的时候，
When the Holy Spirit reveals the way and we embark on it,
不一定 一路风顺。
It's not a smooth path.
因为刚刚读到彼得前书那里告诉我们，你们的信心必须经过试验。
Because we read in 1 Peter that our faith needs to be tested.
就如经过火炼并且能坏的金子更显为宝贵。
Because it is more precious than gold, which is perishable even through the testing of fire.
那用简单的话说呢，当我们愿意在信心中跟随主的时候，我们常常就要面对十字架的考验。
So in other words, when we walk this path of faith, oftentimes we need to be tested through the way of the cross.
但是主的恩典够我们用。
But God's grace is enough for us.
当我们愿意的时候，主的话就要在我们的身上显出是信实的。
When we are willing, then God's word will be shown to be faithful to us.
我们的信心经过试验的时候，就能够更多的坚固。
And our faith, which has been tested, will be even stronger.
坚固在主话语的根基上。
Firm in God's word.
坚固在主他是信实的这一位上面。
Firmly in the faithful character of God.
他的话是可信的。
His word is true.
他是可信的。
And he is worthy to be believed in.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须要不断地接受这一种的操练。
Brothers and sisters, we need to accept and continually practice this.
这样我们的信心就会不断地在基督里面成熟。
That way our faith can continue to grow and be more mature.
我们刚开始可能主讲一些话对我们来说很高，我信不来。
So sometimes we feel like God's word is too high for us and that we cannot act upon it.
主不会把过大的重担交给我们。
But God will not give us more things that we cannot handle.
他会带领我们在一些小事上让我们开始有一些信心的操练。
But rather, He would enable us to be able to exercise these things in little things.
我们一次又一次的被训练。
And that we continually exercise in these little matters.
我们就能够开始面对更大的挑战。
And through this practice, we are able to face greater challenges.
就好像一个孩子在成长的过程当中。
Just like a child and its growth.
当他面对一次又一次不断的训练挑战之后，他的信心就会越来越成熟越大。
That as a child faces many tests and difficulties, its faith will continue to grow.
弟兄姊妹，这不是突然间你就会有的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not something you will suddenly have.
圣经一直告诉我们，你们必须要追求这一个。
Because the Bible clearly tells us that you need to pursue this thing.
让我们一同学习在这个信心的生活上不断的与主往前去。
Let us learn to continuously pursue after this before our God.
让我们在信心的里面知道主他借着各样的环境给我们各种不同的机会，目的就是要帮助我们能够在信心上不断的学习。
Let us understand that God gives us the opportunity to grow through many different circumstances and conditions.
许多弟兄姊妹常常说基督徒生活过久了好像就变得很平淡。
Some brothers and sisters may say that after many years of living as Christians, it seems to be very almost plain and boring.
但是你如果真是有心好好的 学习每一句主的话在我们身上所要达到的那个情形。
But if you earnestly desire to live according to the word in all aspects of life,
你的生活每一天会非常的新鲜活泼。
Then every day your life will be very new and exciting.
所以求主实在怜悯我们。
So may God have mercy on us.
让我们看见这一条路神老早已经为我们预备好。
Let us see that God has long prepared this walk for us.
这样我们的信心长大成熟会有几个情形。
That way when our lives grow, it will experience these things.
那圣经告诉我们最重要的就是我们要得着魂的救恩。
And scripture says it's important that through faith we obtain the salvation of our souls.
我们知道我们过去也一直讲到十字架乃是带领我们达到这个魂的救恩。
We know that the way of the cross leads us to obtain the salvation of our soul.
但是彼得在那里告诉我们信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
But Peter tells us that the outcome of our faith is the salvation of our souls.
这彼此没有冲突的。
And there is nothing outside of this.
Conflict.
Oh, then there's no conflict in that.
因为让我们刚刚已经提到了，当我们开始愿意在信心中学习跟随主的时候
，Because when we are willing to pursue after the Lord in faith,
我们的魂生命，我们能够更多得着拯救。
Then we can our soulish life can obtain salvation.
一个有信心的人，实在说来是一个在主里面有安息的人。
Because One who has faith is one who has rest.
我们为什么会里面常常没有安息呢
？So why oftentimes do we not have rest within us?
因为我们不能够在信心里面进入这个可信的主上面。
Because we cannot use our faith to rely on the Lord.
信心什么意思
？What does it mean by faith?
乃是所见之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
Oh, it is the assurance of things. Sorry, Hebrews.
Yeah, you know,
Hebrews. Yeah. Hebrews 11.
One. 11.
Assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen.
所以，当主把信心赐给我们的时候。因为我们训练过的信心，我们知道主保守一切。
Because we know that if we place our faith in God, then He will take care of all the rest.
我们就能够在主里面有那一个属天的安息。
Then we can have this heavenly rest in Him.
主也说，人非有信不能得神的喜悦。
It also says that without faith we cannot please God.
我们常常喜欢基督徒呢，特别喜欢呢。用工作来代替我们的信心讨主的喜悦。
Because oftentimes we rely on works to please God.
但是神说人非有信不能得他的喜悦。
But without faith we cannot please him.
我们是不是就像保罗对着帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹所说的。
So can we act like how Paul wrote to the Thessalonians?
因你们信心所做的工作
，because of the works you have done through faith。
换句话说，他们所有一切的工作都是先在主面前寻求，因着主的话有启示、有带领，然后带出他们的工作。
In other words, they bring all matters before God first, and then once they receive revelation, then they act according to it。
还是我们。常常因着外面有许多的需要，我们开始有工作，我们认定这是主所要的。
Or do we act first and then say this is what God wants?
这有一个很大的差别。
There's a major difference between these two.
那更重要的就是我们魂的拯救。
So more importantly is the salvation of our souls.
我们的魂能够安息在主里面。
That our souls can obtain rest in God.
我们知道他掌管 一切。
Because we know He oversees everything.
他掌管明天。
He controls tomorrow.
我们常常为明天忧虑。
We often worry about tomorrow.
当我们开始学习信心的考验，我们就知道一天的难处一天当就够了。
But as our faith is being tested, we will understand that today is all we need to care about.
但愿主的话能够更多的提醒我们。
So may God's word continually remind us.
我们只能够停在这里。
We can only stop at this point.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Let's have further words of prayer.
主，我们实在把许多不完全的话放在你的手中。
Lord, truly we place many of these incomplete words into your hands.
但愿圣灵在我们的里面更多的做那开启、怜悯、拯救的工作。
And may your spirit continually perform its work of revelation and salvation in us.
让我们在这一个基本的基督徒的生活、信望爱的里面。
So in this Christian life, in this faith, hope, and love,
让我们能够有更多的进入。
May we be able to enter into it more.
让我们的信心在耶稣基督里面更多的扎实。
And may our faith be more firmly planted in the Lord.
能够生根建造。
And that may grow.
能够更多的信靠这一位为我们信心创始成终的主。
And that we can more fully trust in and rely on the God who has saved us.
一切都是你的恩典。
All of this is your grace.
我们只有把感谢敬拜归给你。
We can only give you our thanks and praise.
愿你的旨意得到成就。
May your will be accomplished.
愿你的名得荣耀。
And may your name be glorified.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.